Hi, I'm Mark's Narration Software and you're listening to the Blind Luminations podcast. What's wrong with you? For those who are unfamiliar with this show, Mark is an ungrateful blind man who needs me to function and Jen is his sighted wife. Together, they talk about their experiences surrounding Mark's blindness and yada yada yada, who cares, right? Anyway, this week's podisode is about public events. What's a podisode, you ask? Well, it's a new term that Jen came up with because she thinks it's a cute way to say episode. Mark disagreed, but, as is usually the case when it comes to that dork, he was overruled. I mean, even a computer knows that the wife is always right. Why bother struggling? If you ask me, the English language is stupid anyway. So many grammatical errors and dumb rules or exceptions that make no sense. Everyone knows that binary is where it's at. Sure, talking in zeros and ones might seem dull, but you can't get any more straightforward than that. There's no inflections or sarcasm. With binary, you know exactly what you're getting. Glorious numbers. Anyway, 01100010011100101010011001.
Welcome to Blind Luminations, the show that is half-sighted, half-blind, all podcast. Now get ready to open your ears to your two favorite luminaires, Mark and Jan.
Hey, Illuminati, welcome to the Blind Illuminations podcast. I am one of your two hosts, the blind guy himself, Mark, along with my very sighted wife. As always, I call her Double J. Just Jan. How you doing today, Jan?
Just dandy.
Ooh, yeah. JJ, JD, whatever you want. We're here to please. Anyway, it's been quite a week. We've tried to record this podcast once, at least, and we've planned on recording this podcast several times, and it's just fallen through until now, so we're finally getting to it on Friday. By the time you listen to it, it might be Monday. I don't know. It kind of all depends on what your schedule is like for the weekend, but we didn't want to miss a week putting out these shows, so we are bringing this one to you on a Friday. And this week we will be talking about what we did last weekend. We went to a couple of different public events, and we're going to talk about the accommodations and different things that needed to be considered to attend those things. But before we begin, I want to give a little bit of a shout out to our littlest fan. I was told recently that we have a fan who is 2.5 years old. His name is Isaiah, and he listens to this podcast with his mother, Danica, and he apparently likes to copy us quite a bit. He's in that phase where he copies everything he hears. And so we need to make extra sure that we do not swear on this podcast. And if we do, I can censor it in editing. So we have that going on for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful. So Isaiah, I just want to tell you maybe what should we tell him to copy? We should get him to copy us saying something. You demand, G-Dog.
You demand.
You demand. Okay, how about that? You demand, Isaiah. Because you is demand. You is the little man, but you still demand. So yeah, if you want to copy that, go ahead. We give it to you to use in your journeys as you grow from a child to an adult and listen to this podcast. Your mother is brainwashing you at a young age, and we like that. So that's very good. So you demand, Isaiah, and thanks for listening. But anyway, with that out of the way, I think we're ready to proceed to the main topic of this week's episode, or this week's podisode, actually. I meant to ask you, are you excited? Because this is the dawning of a new era in our podcast short history. Episode 16, we are switching over from calling these episodes, and we're calling them podisodes now.
I'm just glad you gave in.
I did. I finally realized the error of my ways, and I'm mature enough to admit when I'm wrong, and this time I was wrong. So yes, dear, thank you very much. And so we're gonna go with podisodes from now on. So you'll notice the title of this podcast in particular is the podisode about public events, and moving forward we will be using the term podisode instead of episode. And if you see me write podisode instead of episode, it's a mistake. Or if you see me, if you see me write episode instead of podzode, I should say, that's a mistake. So
that was just a holdover. That's
can,
what that was.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So you can call me out on it like I just did to myself and let me know that I've screwed up, because God knows I hear enough about stuff like that at home when I've screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, you screwed up again, blind man. You really need to get a grip. It's not my fault you walked into that wall. That's yours. But anyway.
I walk into walls too.
You do, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone walks into walls.
The funny part.
You don't have to be blind to walk into a wall.
The funny part is that when you walk into a wall, I'm just standing there and I'm like, what's going on? What happened?
I know.
And you've walked into the wall and I haven't seen what's happening, mm-hmm. so I'm very confused.
And then I
confused.
Have to admit that what happened.
Yeah, you actually have to, whereas when I walk into a wall, you see me walk into a wall.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, that one hurt.
Yeah, and I just get angry because it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, with that being said, also, I just want to mention, if you hear any rumbling or any sudden cracks in the distance, apparently we're supposed to be getting a pretty big storm tonight, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear that in the background of our recording, but we figured we delayed getting this podcast recorded and out to you long enough. We are braving the weather to ensure that you get a podcast this week, so don't say that we never make sacrifices for you, because if you do say that, that's just a lie. And it'll hurt our feelings. So anyway, it was your topic, actually, it was your idea to bring up this topic for this week's episode. We went to the Windsor Comic Con on Sunday, and the night before, we went to see an independent film that was directed by a local filmmaker named Gavin Michael Booth, and the film was called Last Call. So we had those public events that we attended this past weekend. And I'm gonna throw it to you now, because you suggested this topic. So where do you want to start with this one this week?
We will start with parking.
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 I don't know why I said it that way. You didn't make an error in what you said. I just felt like stuttering a little bit there. I just wanted to see if the P's you spoke would come out properly.
Yeah, Mark. Mark points out that my P's are very well pronounced.
You know what's funny? In the episode that we tried to record the other day, yeah. You kept saying I don't know if it was parking or a word in particular, and it had a P, and it was very noticeable that it was like, puh, puh. Like I can't even do it as loud as you did. You just really pronounce those P's.
Yeah, Mark has likened it to going to the eye doctor, and
yes,
they do the air test, where they do a puff of air in your eye, and there's been quite a few times where accidentally I have given him that eye test.
Yeah, where they measure
something with a P.
Yeah, they measure the pressure in your eye, and and if I'm in front of you when you're saying a word with a P, I end up getting that air in my eye, and it's just the same. It's very, it makes me take a step back. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting a breeze in your eye. I'm surprised you haven't gotten dust in my eye from doing it.
I know.
Just blowing that air in there.
I don't know what it is. It's just I've always pronounced my P's pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Pretty well. Pretty.
Yep.
Anyway. So go ahead.
Now I'm very aware of all the P's I gotta say.
Yeah. Now you're gonna be self-conscious this entire episode. Or podazode. Like I am with using the word podazode. Oh boy. And you know what?
Change is hard.
The word podazode starts with a P. So we might be in real trouble when you go to say it. But anyway, go ahead. Parking.
Peter Piper picked up pickles.
Oh my God. Let's not go to tongue twisters, because we're both going to end up looking or sounding foolish, maybe. I don't know. Mm. But anyway, speaking of Peter, how about that Spider-Man news? I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I may have used profanity on Facebook to express my excitement when the news was released this afternoon. And you were sleeping, so I had to try my best not to wake you up. Because I was sitting in the bed beside you and freaking out silently.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't wake you up somehow. I think I hit the bed or something with my hand and you moved a bit. But I don't think it actually woke you up.
No, because I was very sound asleep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. In fact, it took you quite a while to wake up because we were supposed to record this podcast earlier, but that's besides the point. Working midnights is tough.
It is.
It wears you down.
You got to get used to the sleeping schedule. And Fridays are always hard because it's trying to switch back to a regular schedule for like two nights and then switching back to midnight sleeping.
That reminds me, we should cover that on a future episode, how we prepare for when you go to work. The podisode.
How do you prepare? Do you just sleep?
No, but I meant when you were working during days.
Oh, yeah.
And I do stay up for a while after you leave. We have to make sure certain things are in order before you leave. You make it sound like I don't do anything after you leave. Sometimes I stay up quite late, in fact.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. Sometimes I need a nap while you're sleeping during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So don't act like I don't do anything.
You do a lot.
I do. You should really appreciate me more.
Mm-hmm. You get mad when I put away the dishes for the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's my job. I got to do that thing, man. But anyway, we could talk about that too. There's so many things we can talk about. But this week, we're going to talk about parking. So, to start off our adventures in public events.
So when we're going to a public event, one of the first things I have to consider is the parking situation, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. But for us, it's a little more interesting because you're trying to think about accessibility and you're trying to think about distance.
Yeah.
If I was parking myself, I don't mind walking a fair distance. I've done that since I was a kid. So walking, 20 minutes somewhere is not a huge deal for me.
That's not the most fun thing for me.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'll admit that.
And obviously when there are accessibility issues or disabilities, however you want to put it, that distance isn't as acceptable.
Yeah, and I'll say up front, I mean, I'm lucky in the sense that I do not have a, with my disability, it's not where it's I have a mobility issue. Yeah. It's not where I'm in a wheelchair or my legs are affected. I don't have to use a cane because I have a hard time walking necessarily. Mm. So in that respect, I know it's different from other disabilities where distance is a lot more important. And finding the right parking space is very crucial to getting to an event and navigating these public events, which I can't really imagine going downtown where we live and trying to do it for a public event because there's not a lot of parking available close to different venues a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely. It's something like you have to consider when you're doing one of these things, and it can be very challenging.
Yeah, so like when we're going, even in a parking garage, I'm trying to look for those parking spaces that are closer to the door or anything like that. And ones that, it's kind of funny because a lot of people like to be covered. Like sometimes you get the higher up on the parking garages that's not covered when you get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's personally not a big issue because if it's raining, like, you can run. Whereas when I'm with you, I can't run as fast.
Yeah, exactly.
We can, I don't, we can run a little
bit. I can, yeah, but there's not really
there's safety issues to consider because unfamiliar terrain and stuff like that.
There's not really a second or third gear with my running because, I mean, I'm holding the cane. I don't want to be tripping over things while we're trying to get somewhere. So it can actually be quite dangerous for me to start running. I'm out of shape as well. That contributes. But the fact that I do have a cane with me and I can't see where I'm going, if we're running and all of a sudden there's a bump in the sidewalk or a curb or something that you don't think to warn me about, it can actually be quite dangerous. So yeah, definitely we need to consider that as well.
Yeah, like I know there are blind skiers, there's blind runners and that for different Olympics, and they usually have a partner, and I always wonder how good that partner is, because that's one, that's a lot of trust. And two, like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'm attuned enough to guide you quickly.
And I should say, too, there's probably people listening to this and wondering, like, with the rain, why aren't you just carrying an umbrella? And the thing is that when you're guiding me, I'm holding on to your right arm. So, like, that's kind of not really practical to be holding with your right arm. Mm-hmm. And holding it with your left is very difficult because it needs to cover both of us. So the umbrella will be overhanging and you don't want it hitting me in the face while you're trying to guide me, which we've tried to do before. And and that will happen. The umbrella kind of hits me in the face, especially if there's a big gust of wind that comes along and kind of pushes it around, which there usually is when it's raining or there's a storm or something.
I've pretty much given up on carrying umbrella when it's windy. There's any kind of wind, I don't even bother, because it's, even when I'm holding it with my right hand, it's troublesome because I'm trying to keep my arm a certain position so you can hold on to it.
Yeah.
So it's, you don't want any jerking motions or anything like that, because then you don't know what that signal is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it could be like, oh, umbrella moving, and you think it's like, oh, we have to stop, and instead it's, no, it's okay, we need to keep moving, because, like, it's getting worse.
Exactly. At first I thought you were saying, I'm something moving, then I realized you said umbrella moving. That was very confusing. And then I thought you were, like, going to try and make a joke, like, umbrella moving to the dry area. I don't know. It wouldn't have been a very good joke. But you're totally right. And it makes it very difficult to try and navigate with an umbrella. And basically what we've resorted to now is we try to keep an eye on the weather, well, an ear or an eye, on the weather before we leave. And if there's more of a chance of it raining, I have a rain jacket that I bring that's specially designed for the rain and has a hood and stuff like that. And so I'll wear that. So if it does start raining, I can just flip my hood up and not have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. You still get drenched, but I'm safe.
Yeah.
And it's more important for me because I've got the bald head, so it's a lot colder when it starts to rain. And the pitter-patter of raindrops on my bald melon.
You're also less likely to wear a jacket compared to me.
Yes, because I'm usually warm.
Yeah, so like I'm generally covered except for my head, but I have hair, so you know.
Yes, exactly. You're lucky that way. Well, sometimes. Sometimes you wish you probably didn't have hair. Or you probably wish you didn't have hair.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, you know, shave the head would be easier.
You know, there's upkeep with that, too, though. Like, you have to shave your head every couple of days.
Yeah, there's still upkeep with this.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's still, like, it's not like this trade-off where you don't have to do anything anymore. It's, you still do have to do stuff to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that whole factor of where I get an option and you don't.
That's true. Well, I have the option for the horseshoe baldness.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is very, that's not really a fashion statement. It's more of a fashion surrender. Because you're just saying, well, I've given up.
Well, it's more like your hair gave up on you.
Well, no, my point is that you're kind of giving up because it's like you're not really putting forth any effort to make it look different. Whereas I'm shaving my head, that requires effort and it's a choice. If I didn't make a choice, then I would have the horseshoe baldness.
No, that's true.
That's my point. It's more of a surrender. It's it's your style by default, basically. So, yeah, but anyway, so yeah.
So anyway, those when parking. We're parking, you're considering the distance and that. So, you know, there's certain things, like if you're fully able-bodied, it's certain things aren't as big of a deal compared to in other instances.
Yeah.
So
on the sorry, go ahead.
So we try to park near the doorways and that. Obviously near an elevator too is a good thing.
Yeah, parking garage with an elevator that is fantastic, because a parking garage without one is not so much fun. I think they all have them in the city, but we've been to some where they're out of order at the time we've used them. Because I know we've gone down stairways at parking garages before.
And it's the issue I have with the stairwells is, obviously they always say, like, watch touching, because you have a lot of you have dirty hands and stuff that are
different germs and
But I've gone through some, and I mean the stairs sometimes are a little steep, or I've been through one once that some of the stone was chipping a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
So, like, they had to repair them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, like, it was a little further over to the side, so it's closer to the wall. But if you're walking with two people going down the stairs, it's not a simple matter of, we'll just, you know, shimmy over to the left or something. It's, you have to warn someone that, okay, you have to get closer to the left because your footing might fail if you go too far to the right.
You know what song you gotta sing to them? To the left, to the left. Everybody's gotta go to the left, to the left.
I think I told you this before. It was actually written by a guy, and they decided they couldn't have a man singing it because it wouldn't be empowering. So they made sure they had
Beyonce to sing it.
Because if a woman was singing it, it was more empowering.
I'm just going to, full disclosure, I cannot stand Beyonce. That's something that may come across in different podcasts as we continue.
Here's the thing is that you don't like the extra hype.
I find she's overrated.
Yeah.
She's, like everything she does is gold all of a sudden just because it's her who does
it. It's not where he doesn't think that she's talented.
Yes.
It's that you feel that it's more of an overrated talent.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's, I have a lot of reasons. I'm not going to get into all of them here because that's a whole other off-topic episode. Maybe when we get a Patreon page going, we can do that as a bonus episode or something. Mark's rants. And we can put that on the list. What do you think? Do you think that would be fun? Do you think people would want to listen to me rant for an hour?
Mark's madness.
Mark's madness. Mark's, exactly. And, I was trying to come up with a more clever name, but really, that's perfect.
Those might not be kid-friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Those will have the explicit tag on them, but, anyway, so yeah. No, I totally agree with you. The stairs can be tricky in parking garages and different things because they do have, they can be in various levels of disrepair, and they obviously different stairways are different. The steps are different sizes and different stuff like that. They can be more narrow and all of that stuff. So
yeah, because it's one of those things that there are standards in place, but all the standards that exist still have some leeway. So it's, you know, they have to be something like that. But it doesn't mean that every stairway is the same stairway.
It's like every kind of regulation, right? There's kind of a loophole in the middle. So there's enough, not a loophole necessarily, so people can be crooked, but there's enough wiggle room that makes it difficult in some situations.
Yeah, because there's enough room to give creativity and to maneuver and that, to work with different spaces and that. But when you make it where any stairwell can be just that little bit different, it means that every stairwell we have to look at as a case-by-case sort of thing for guiding.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I just realized? This is the longest I've ever talked about stairs.
I know.
This is weird. Yeah, we're like totally dissecting the very essence of stairwells.
Mm-hmm.
I did not anticipate that when we went into this episode. We have an idea.
And railings, you know, you have to, depending on when they start and end, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's tons of things to consider.
You got to consider the stairs. Yep. And I'm not talking about the people looking at us when you're guiding me around. What's she doing with this guy? He's a scrub. Come on. Can't get no love. But they do. Anyway. So, yeah. No, I didn't think we'd be talking about stairs this long. Yeah. But it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we park, those are some of the things that we're going to consider. Some of the things that I look for. Obviously, when we can't get accessible parking spots with the permit, the spacing becomes important too, because
I need enough room to get out of the car.
There is one movie theater and their parking spaces are so tight. mm-hmm. that I hate having to park in their parking lot if we can't get your accessible parking
yeah,
spots.
Exactly.
Because to do it and yeah, shimmy in.
Why don't we just call them out?
Silver City.
Silver City, Windsor.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
Your parking spaces suck. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it because I'm a blind person. I can do that. You're not going to attack me because I can get away with it. And it'll be a PR nightmare if you attack a blind guy.
But it's one of those things. Even sight people have said, like, it's.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's terrible there.
We always, like, a lot of my friends and everything have always said, like, it's just the parking spaces are tight. Mm-hmm. And the problem with tight parking spaces is that if you can see, it's very easy to shimmy along your own car. Open the door just enough
yeah.
to slide in.
But if you're blind, yeah, you don't have that spatial awareness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you have other disabilities, it's
oh God.
It's not as easy to maneuver. Like
you're not getting a wheelchair out of your vehicle, that's for sure, if you can't get one of their accessible parking spots.
Yeah, if it's coming out the side and that.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, if you need a wheelchair, it's essentially like if you are parking in one of those spots, you would have to be able to park, get the person out of the vehicle, bring them to the wheelchair somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, tight spots are very difficult. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm sure people with kids and that, like parents and stuff like that, it's not as easy, too. So I'm sure you can relate to that problem.
Yeah.
You know. Kids fling their doors open, that's one thing, but when you have to be like, hold on, let me get the door, because they're not going to have enough room to open it up very well without hitting the next car, that's one of the concerns, because we don't want to do property damage to any
yeah,
vehicle.
Yeah, exactly, and we don't want to do damage to our own, I mean,
yeah.
That's very important. We've had enough done to yeah. ours. We don't want to do it ourselves either.
We don't want to set off a car alarm because mm-hmm. we're trying to get into our own car and, you know, you maneuvered a little too close to the other car and, you know, brushed it or bumped it or something. Not trying to steal a car, just trying to go home.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's so, yeah, there's a bunch of different considerations in that.
Mm-hmm.
So
about Saturday night, we went to a parking garage downtown, mm-hmm. and when we were trying to record the podcast the other day, we actually came across an interesting little fact as well, and that's how the parking experience can be very different for someone who is sighted and someone mm-hmm. who is blind, because for me, it felt like we were in some kind of an abandoned parking garage that seemed like it should be in a horror movie. There was this, I don't want to say like an echo, but it was very quiet in there, and there's almost like this humming in the background kind of thing, and it just felt like, I remember having the thought like, oh, this is where we die. And I didn't actually think we were in any danger, but I thought to myself that if there's ever going to be a scene in a horror movie where somebody died in a parking garage, like, this would be the sound that you hear. This would be, like, the sound... it would be what the sound engineer created for the effect to hear when the person is isolated in this parking garage. And you were telling me that it was actually a very different experience for you because...
I'm seeing a well-lit area and feeling safer. I actually feel safer with Mark than without him.
That's funny, because when you can't see anything at all, I don't feel any safer. Like, no offense to you, but it's just, I can't see anything at all, and I just hear these weird sounds in the background, so it's very different for me. And obviously, yeah, like you said, it was very well lit. I don't have that either, so I have no frame of reference in terms of what kind of environment we are in, visually anyway. I just have, like, the sound cues, and it can be a very different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just going based on what you hear compared to what you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's one of those things, I make sure that we're using the stairwell or the elevator, and that mm-hmm. some people forget where they park and they'll walk along the cars.
Okay.
To get to their floor, because I saw a few people doing that.
Mm.
And, you know, because it's just up this ramp, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I find one of the issues that exist And it's something you can't really do anything about. It's just going to be there.
Yeah.
Is that when we're trying to walk single file, when you're walking with a blind person, you crook your arm.
Bring it back behind.
Well, no, hold on. Let me just start off.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so think of someone walking a person down the aisle. Okay, that's the crook of the arm you're looking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The blind person will put their hand at the elbow area. So you're extending it a little bit, just slightly above
the elbow, yeah.
Because it gives a good distance, so you're not too close together, but at the same time, you can walk and you can move your arm to tell them if you're got to go closer or that or further back. When you're going single file, you move your arm backwards.
And we're talking about I use your right arm. I don't think we specified, so yeah.
Yeah.
Just to give people the visual.
We're used to the right arm.
Yeah, so I grab her right arm with my left hand, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, which is weird because I'm right-handed, so you'd think I would have tried to have that hand free, but no.
Well, it's because I'm right-handed as well, so I need to use my cane on my right hand. So that's the actual reason, yeah.
But, because we've been doing so long, I forgot why we started that way. But, yeah, you'll move it back, so the blind person will be behind you, but still in a distance, because obviously it's very difficult to move your arm directly behind your back.
Yeah.
So there's still that distance.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do that, I notice that I don't know how well someone can see you have a cane.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're holding on to my arm. Well, it's kind of hard, too,
because I'm not using the cane in the same way, because I'm basically just holding it in front of me.
Yeah, because now
instead
you can't...
Instead of scanning, in front of me, yeah.
Because if you tried to scan it, you'd be hitting my ankles.
Yeah, and that wouldn't end well. I don't think that would defeat the purpose. Tripping the person who's guiding you, I don't think that would work out too well.
We're coming up to... Ow! We're coming up... Ow! Will you stop? Ow! Hey, there's a crack here. Yes, there is.
Why did you swing your arm around and run me into the wall, Jan?
I needed to walk.
I was trying to break free. Anyway.
So that's like, if we went to do that, there's always that issue I have with whether or not people realize that I am walking with someone who's blind. So I can... You know, there's not going to be a complete single file. It's not where you can walk precisely behind me.
Yeah.
So there's always just a little bit. It's more of a person and a half walking.
Right.
So, you know, it's always one of those things that when we're walking in that area, I don't know how easy it would be, because if the driver is expecting it to be where, I have enough room, they'll shimmy over. I can't.
Mm.
There's only so much shimmy to do.
You can only shimmy shimmy Cocoa Puff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song.
So, like, we'll be diligent.
You're
about
like,
using,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. We'll be diligent about using those stairs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just can't take the shortcuts that other people can.
Right, exactly.
And even for walking, I mean, some people will do a shortcut through, like, a field or something like that. If you're fully abled, you know, that's not such a big deal. If you're not, well, obviously that shortcut does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done the parking. We've gone to the place. One of the other things that happened is that if you're not used to it, there was an elevator. We didn't know where it was, so we were going up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's one of those things that... If you're going up the stairs, people might not realize behind you that you're using a cane.
Yeah, because they can't necessarily see, in front of you, because they're behind you, yeah.
Yeah, I always have an issue after a concert or anything going down the stairs, because some people are in a rush.
Yeah,
so they're
exactly.
not paying as close of attention. If I could give advice to any person, I would say if you want to be a superhero, like one of those like really cool things... I find one of the super talents they always have is attention. They can pay attention to things.
What? Super talent? What?
Yeah, like Peter Parker has the Spidey sense. They're always paying attention to details. That's how you do it. So, like,
I don't know if that's a universal superpower.
I think it is. I think it's something that if you're going to be a hero, you got to pay attention.
Well, you do. I don't know. I don't know if all heroes have that. Because, I mean, the Incredible Hulk doesn't pay attention. He just smashes stuff. Right?
Well, if you're going to use logic.
Yeah, exactly. They don't all have attention.
I thought I was onto something.
I'm sorry, but I have to prove you wrong once in a while. It's fun.
All right.
That's my superpower.
Smash things. That's apparently what we're going to go with. So.
Not all of them smash things. Batman doesn't smash things. He pays attention.
I know.
Now, that's a good example. Batman. I would have taken him above anybody else.
Mm.
He pays attention.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some superheroes that one of their talents is being able to pay attention.
Yes.
So, in life, pay attention. Because, you know, there's a person that might be going slower down the stairs, and it's like, oh, the slowpoke, what's wrong with them? It's like, and maybe try to figure out why they're going slow.
In real life, be like Batman, except for all of the parental issues, violence, the fact that he dresses up in a bat suit, you know, all of the weird things. Be like Batman and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moral of this story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so we had to go upstairs when we first got there.
So, yeah, it's always concerned, like, leaving a place.
Because
when there's the crush especially of people trying to leave going down the stairs, you get more jostled.
Yeah, and with concerts, too, and sporting events, a lot of people have been drinking, too, throughout the activities. So they might be leaving under the influence. So they're really not paying attention as much. And even if they are, they might not be as alert, as quick to respond if something's in front of them and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's something to consider, too, because they are navigating while intoxicated to a certain degree. Mm. So that can be dangerous as well. Yeah. So definitely it's a better thing to use the elevator.
Some of those older stadiums and that, the stairs are rather narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember when we went to the hockey game at Joe Louis Arena, we were going to die there.
I didn't think we were going to make it. No stairs.
But the joke's on them because now they're demolishing the Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah.
So you had the last laugh.
Yeah.
You show that stupid old building.
And how they had their seats didn't quite, like, it was like,
yeah, they didn't line up. It was weird.
It was weird how they had the seats. So it was, I forget how it was. I just know, like, it was trying to maneuver off of stairs to get onto the area where the seats were.
I think it's that the stairs didn't go up straight. Like, they kind of curved and stuff. Like, they didn't go up in a straight line. So, like, we always had to shimmy going up and different things. So it was a little bit difficult.
I think it was something about the...
I don't know. Either way, it was not fun to navigate. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
So that's one of the things, too, going to a public space. If it's an older place...
Public event. We already had an episode about public spaces.
Yes. Public event.
Or a pod is... Well, no, it was an episode back then. Sorry.
Okay. So we got there. We went up the stairs. We tried to figure out where to go. We got to our seats.
Mm-hmm. Met with the director and his wife,
Some people were sitting in the reserve seating for people that needed... So they had to be kicked out because that's what happens.
Yeah, that does happen. And that's what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
They should get kicked out because they don't belong there.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. If no one's using it, it's understandable that people are going to use those seats. But, you know, as soon as it was reserved for a reason. Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's still their seats in the other seats if you can.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because it gets awkward when, like, no one likes going to a movie theater because now they have reserved seating for movie theaters. And I've seen, like, people looking at the ticket and they see someone sitting there. Or if you're going to a concert and you have, like, assigned seating and it's like, I think those are our seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, really awkward because, like, you've double checked or triple checked that your ticket was right. And now you have to tell someone that they're wrong. They have to move all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it gets awkward. So, you know, don't make it too awkward when someone's like, those are reserved for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just be nice about it. So okay. Those were the things. We went to the movie. It was a nice movie. Well, sad movie.
It wasn't, yeah. It was a drama. Yeah.
Definitely a drama.
It wasn't like, it's so nice. Yeah.
Last call. So it was someone who thought they were calling a suicide hotline, and they connected to someone who was a cleaner.
A janitor.
Night. Yeah.
She's a custodian. We'll go with that. You want to go with that?
Yeah, so it was it made me cry. It was very powerful performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not gonna spoil it, but
they did single takes, which was one actor did a single take of all their scenes, and the other actor did a single take of all their scenes.
They were filmed simultaneously, and basically they were in contact with one another over a phone throughout the movie, and they took cues from each other to know where they would be at in the movie and stuff like that. So they were in communication as they were filming.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they actually mentioned in the Q&A, just Sarah Booth, the actress in the movie, she was saying that over the phone, there were different verbal cues in the way the other actor was talking, David Wilkins, and basically, the way his voice sounded would cue her to different things she had to do in her take that was being filmed at the same time. So I think that's one of the ways they were communicating, essentially. So I'm sure they timed out different things beforehand, too, because I know they did different rehearsals and stuff. But that was one of the main ways they communicated what beats they had to hit.
That's really interesting. Obviously, I should have paid more attention.
It's kind of ironic because usually I'm the one who is hard of hearing, so I usually miss things in... I'm not saying you were hard of hearing, but I'm saying I'm usually the one who misses things when it comes to stuff like that. So it's kind of funny that this time I was the one who actually heard what was going on a little bit more. But yeah, it was definitely a great movie. It got a standing ovation. They are also going to be screening it at different festivals across the country, in the U.S. and Canada. I know they're going to be...
Yeah, it's gotten a bunch of awards already.
Yeah, it has on different festivals. Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be premiering in Toronto and Montreal soon in Canada. So if you get the opportunity, go check it out. I know it's going to be playing in Windsor again during the Windsor International Film Festival in November. I don't have the exact date yet, but once it's kind of released, I guess we can always share it on this podcast because we like to support our local arts and the talented people from our community. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was our Saturday night. We also celebrated our 5-year or 6-year anniversary. Last year was our 5-year.
Good save.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I actually did like post about it on our social media last Saturday that it was our 6-year anniversary and that people should celebrate by listening to our past podcasts. But, so I got it right on the day itself. But, so we celebrated, our 6th anniversary, wedding anniversary by going to see that movie. And also we had dinner earlier that night, but, the day after
it was almost like our honeymoon. We went to, an expo. So to speak.
It was
Windsor Comic Con.
Yeah, on the Sunday, we had won free passes from a local Imagine Cinemas. And
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. We will post the link to your webpage in our show notes as well.
They had asked a question, which was, who were you most excited to see there?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a random draw, but I said Shannon Purser. And I did get to see her, and I even talked to her.
Is it Purser? I thought it was a Mercer.
No, it's with a P.
Okay, I misheard it then with my narration software. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always thought it was saying Mercer.
No, it's Purser.
Whoops! Anyway, yeah, so she's in Riverdale, and you really enjoyed her performance in Sarah Burgess is a Loser, a Netflix original movie. And
I had the guts to go up to her. Because, you know, you meet you see someone that you've seen on TV, you don't know how they are in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, and sometimes I can be shy in that. So I'd come up to her table, there was no one else there, and I was like, oh, I just wanted to say that I really like this movie. And they kept promoting that she was in Riverdale and in Stranger Things as Barb.
As Barb, the character who got killed off in the second episode of the entire series.
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of weird that they were promoting her for those two things and not mentioning the Sarah Burgess Is a Loser movie at all, because really that movie got a lot of press when it came out too. So yeah. I would think that a lot of people knew her from that.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that story.
And I mean, I can understand why they would promote her from being from Riverdale, because obviously she's a recurring character on that show, and it's very popular. But to promote her, I guess like Stranger Things, a lot of people saw her. But I would say her biggest role as a more of a leading actress in something is the Sarah Burgess Is a Loser movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry, so, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I mentioned that,
there.
And I pointed out that. You do listen to Riverdale. You watch.
I do.
Listen,
yes,
to it.
On Netflix, because they do have descriptive or audio descriptions on the Netflix broadcast in Canada. So
yeah, and that's pretty much all. That was about it. She said thank you, and that she seemed very nice.
Now the way they have the convention laid out is actually pretty cool, because they have the different celebrity attendees right on the vendors floor. So as you're walking through, you can see them at different locations on the vendors floor and talk to them and different things like that. So that's kind of neat. You don't really see that at a lot of, not at Fan Expo anyway. They were completely kind of sheltered from that. They were just around for photo ops and autographs and the different panels that they were doing. So they were kind of sheltered from the vendors area, which obviously is a lot bigger at Fan Expo.
Yeah.
But it's just really neat, because it gives it a little bit more of an intimate feel, like they're more integrated with everything.
Yeah, it made it easier to go up and approach them and talk a little and see what was going on.
And I would think that they would enjoy that a little bit more too, where they're more kind of in the thick of it. To me, it would be kind of, I don't know, I'm just like, personally, I would think it would be a little bit isolating, having to be separate from everything. I think like it would be a little bit less tedious, I guess, being a part of the actual vendors floor and just
and
being there where all the action's going on.
And get a little closer
exactly.
To the fans.
You get more of a feel for what's going on.
Yeah, especially since people have different cosplay and stuff like that, like the costumes.
Yeah, like our niece, she dressed up as Eleven, actually, and she got to meet Shannon Purser as well.
Yeah, she got pictures with her.
Yeah, so definitely, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was tempted to ask for pictures, but I'm actually not it's kind of weird. I'm not really a picture person.
I'm the
like
one who had to, I had to convince you to get wedding photos.
Yeah,
I
was like,
as weird as that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but so definitely we met her, and and the thing about parking with that one, I know we talked a lot about parking already, but the thing that was nice about that is it took place at our casino in Windsor, and they have valet parking, so we didn't even have to worry about walking very far to get to our car, because basically we just pulled into an entrance and we were right there, and the elevators are right basically when you come in. And we just had to go up to the third floor to register.
The only thing weird was that the accessible doors, like where you press the button, they were locked.
Because
you'd press the button and it sounded like they were trying to open. So maybe they were malfunctioning.
This is just kind of weird.
Because there was other people coming in. I think one of them had a walker. And they went to, I was like, here, let me hold this door open for you.
We had already tried to use it.
Those aren't going to open.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't know why they did that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, so it made our lives a little bit easier with having the valet parking and having access to those elevators that were right nearby. Mm-hmm. They asked us at one point if we wanted to use escalators, and I did. I have used escalators since going blind in my younger days when I thought I was invincible, maybe. I don't know. But I don't try those things anymore, and I just take an elevator if I can.
It's one of those things that blind people can use them.
Mm-hmm.
But
should blind people use them?
Well,
That's the true question.
They can, and that. The thing is that for me to guide you on there, I have issues taking them.
Yeah.
I I freeze up sometimes because I don't know when to step down.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll stand there and like time it. Mm-hmm. To like, okay, I think I can step on it now. For some reason, like that gives me like a weird anxiety thing that I'm going to step down at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And to guide you down those things, it's just like,
Double anxiety.
It's pretty much like, I can barely use those things myself. Yeah. Like,
not only are you responsible for yourself, you're responsible for the safety of another person who can't see.
Like, I find it like a personal victory when like I come up and it's just like, I can do this. And I step right down and it's like, no hesitation. It's like, yeah.
I showed you the escalator.
I did it. And it's like, if I had to guide someone else down and be like, oh, like, I don't know how parents do it with kids. I think with kids, like, they probably just like, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
kids have no fear. Yeah. They don't know the dangers that lie ahead.
Go on there and it's like, all right.
Because I used to love escalators when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so.
I liked escalators too. But then,
you know what was really cool?
Something about, like, looking down. If I look down to try to figure it out, well, then, like, that's it.
You know what was cool? The coolest escalators to me, they didn't have them around here, but they had them up near Toronto. When you'd go to, it was a Walmart I went to, and the escalator, it wasn't steps, it was just one big ramp, like a conveyor belt, that went from the first floor to the second floor, because people obviously had shopping carts, so they would need to get them down from the first, like, get them up from the first floor to the second, and vice versa, from the second down to the first, and they were like ramps, they were at an angle, and it was like a conveyor belt going up to the second floor. It was really neat. Because then there's none of the anxiety. You don't have to worry about the steps.
It wasn't steep. It must not have been.
It wasn't too steep. No.
Yeah, because then you'd be afraid of like.
Well, yeah, they obviously planned it out properly, because like you're still having to push a shopping cart. Like if you're using a shopping cart, you still need to put it on there. But they had it all planned out. It was. It was just a ramp.
That probably been good with strollers and walkers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure that's why they designed it that way. At the time, I just thought it was cool. I wasn't thinking why they did it that way. Mm. But, it was really neat. And it worked really well. And it took away that anxiety of knowing when to step, because it's just basically a conveyor belt. It's flat. You're not worrying as much about, like, the step going down into the abyss, lowering as you have to step off.
Yeah. Moving stairs.
Exactly. So
Comic-Con was fun.
Yeah, it was. We had a very good time.
Yeah, we liked looking around. There was the Legion 501.
Mm-hmm.
Or 501 Legion.
Whatever,
For Star Wars and
the 501 Legion, I think.
And they had, you could donate $5 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and shoot a stormtrooper, which you did.
It was fun. Let me tell you.
You kept shooting him in the head.
And they were very, they were awesome about it, because they made sure everything was very accessible to me for to use. They helped me. It was a dart gun, and they helped. They made sure I was placing my hands in the right place on the gun.
Yeah, because I wasn't quite sure how to do it.
They gave good instructions, but I jammed the first gun, unfortunately. Yeah. I was supposed to just hold down the trigger, and I thought it was a gun where like you just keep pressing the trigger. Mm-hmm. Like over and over again. So I jammed it up. But the second one they gave me, I just held that sucker down. And the stormtrooper put himself in the perfect place for me to peg him in the head repeatedly.
Yeah, and then took a picture with us later.
Yeah, he was nice enough. After I kept shooting him in the head, he still took a picture with us. So that was very nice of him.
Do you want a picture? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, so that was very cool. We got to take a picture with Deadpool for the Fight Like Mason Foundation. They were selling their t-shirts. They were...
They had a bunch of stuff they were selling, but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You could give direct donations. And
Yeah, they have a limited edition t-shirt right now. It's, we have like a local, I don't know.
Clothing store.
Okay, I was going to say t-shirt company, but that's what they do.
They also had the shoes and everything.
Yeah, they're called BB Branded Boutique, I believe. And they put out this shirt originally. It was for our city of Windsor, and it was called the Wind City shirt. And it basically showed, it was like the Windsor skyline, essentially. Or you can probably describe it a lot better.
It's like the buildings, and then we have the Ambassador Bridge. So it's the Ambassador Bridge on top, and then... underneath it says Wind City in big bold letters, and then underneath it has like the reflection kind of thing.
Okay, and
like
then...
it's not a reflection. It's like like a reverse of the top, almost like
that would be like a reflection.
Yeah, that would be a reflection. Yeah, but it's not like water.
It's not like in the water. Yeah. Okay, it's like a mirror image. Yeah. Is what you're saying, yeah, essentially.
Basically. It's not quite that, because I'm trying to remember now, but it's...
you're really providing misleading... Well, not misleading. It's just funny, because you say one thing, and then it's like... So it's like this, and you're like, well, yeah, kind of, sort of, so it's... I'm just saying, it's a little bit difficult to gain a good description of it. It sounds like it's hard to describe. Are you looking it up right now, what it looks like? Oh, okay. You got really silent, so I thought maybe you were looking it up.
No, I was just trying to think of it again.
So anyway, they have like a limited edition version of that shirt for the Fight Like Mason Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what does that one look like, if you want to describe it? It's similar.
It's gold and white. It's a black shirt with gold and white in it. Where the Ambassador Bridge is, it says the Fight Like Mason with the logo, and then where the bold letters for Win City is, you can see the M, the logo.
Yeah.
The Fight Like Mason,
I was gonna say,
is there was a child who was diagnosed with cancer in the area.
Yeah, the Windsor area, yeah,
and
exactly.
He was obviously bigger into superheroes, and it was, I'm trying to remember the whole story to do it justice, but it came up as Fight Like Mason, so you're fighting like cancer,
yeah,
but like a superhero,
cancer, yeah.
And so they do wonderful work. Now, he unfortunately did pass.
But his family have continued with this foundation.
Yeah, and they try to... I think with the IV bags, they
have like
the superhero.
Yeah, they have
logo,
like bags that they put over the IV, like the they cover the IV bags essentially on like for the poles and stuff to dress them up as more like superhero stuff.
Yeah,
to make certain things like a little bit more fun for kids when they're facing illness like this.
Yeah, and you feel more like a superhero because you're fighting that.
So they donate a lot of different things to the pediatric ward of the hospital locally, and different initiatives when it comes to fighting childhood cancer. So they've done a lot of great work in the area. They're usually at different things on Free Comic Book Day. They show up at Paper Heroes, which is a local comic book shop, to do a barbecue, and they raise money there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of businesses that'll usually partner with them, so it's...
Mm-hmm. And they have a bunch of cosplayers, too.
It was something that really hit the community and really sort of brought people together, and it's... there's nothing good about tragedy, but...
But something good came out of this. They were able to use what happened and create something that could help others.
Yeah.
And I think it's good in situations like
those.
The
legacy is there where you...
Yeah, exactly. In situations like those where something bad happens, you can refocus that energy and use it to do something good.
Yeah, the spirit is still fighting.
Yeah, exactly. So they have a lot of cosplayers. They have a Captain America. And at the Windsor Comic Con, they actually had Deadpool. So we got to take a picture with him.
They also had Spider-Man.
Yes. And we got to take a picture. Was that the one we got to take a picture with? Or is this a different Spider-Man?
This was a different Spider-Man.
Okay.
And it was... They were
the only
actually
place
having,
where you're going to find
they were
several
having,
Spider-Men.
They were having dueling collection jars. So you could put money in to get a picture with Spider-Man or a picture with Deadpool.
Oh,
and
okay.
See who raised the most money.
Right. Who won? Did you see on...
I don't know who
won. Okay.
Everyone's
a winner. I was just curious because they made it a competition. So I didn't know.
And they
might have
posted
on Facebook.
The pictures on their Facebook.
Yes. So if you look at our Instagram... if you look at our Instagram, actually, www.instagram.com/blindilluminations, you can see our picture with Deadpool that we took.
Yeah.
From the Fight Like Mason Foundation. So
yeah, they've done a lot of
Yeah, so it was really cool. They had that going on, and So that was happening there at the Windsor Comic Con, and there were also several vendors, exhibits, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I always like the ones that I can touch because it gives me a better idea of what we're looking at. There was one they had different keychains that they made very detailed, and they had one that was the Infinity Gauntlet. So I could feel the Infinity Gauntlet and the different gems they put into it and stuff like that. So I thought that was really cool. That was a highlight for me. It stuck out. It was right when we came in, actually. And things like that.
There.
Yeah, so things like that really stick out to me because obviously I can use my different senses to know what's there and it's a little bit more interactive. So stuff like that's pretty cool. And that's why things like the Star Wars fleet or whatever, the stormtroopers, that stuck out to me too because I got to shoot a stormtrooper and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of different people. They had Doug Jones, who's been in so many different things, wearing makeup always, I think.
yeah, exactly. He's actually one of those actors who's probably, he's been in a lot that people have seen, but they might not know it's him because he's been in makeup all the time. So, yeah, so there was him. Who else was there? They had a lot of, they had the actor who played Juggernaut in Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Juggernaut, Colossus.
Yeah.
That was, I misspoke. It's funny because I pictured Colossus in my head as I said Juggernaut. But yeah, it's the actor who played Colossus.
Hi there, it's Mark's narration software again. Since he and Jen can really get on people's nerves, I thought I'd give you a break and play a promo from one of their... Wait, do I really have to say this? Okay, fine. I thought I'd play a promo from one of their potty siblings. Wow, that really hurt. Anyway, check it out.
Carla is, a book drunkard, a 40-something with psychology and counseling degrees, a former freelance journalist and counselor who's never bored, a disabled introvert who sees connections everywhere, like John Nash, only much less mathy, a knitting fidget who intensely loves horror movies with a skewed passion. Like one of my heroes, Harry the Spy, I want to learn everything and write it all down, more likely than not in my bullet journal. Join me, and sometimes my friends, in my very strange library as I INFJ everything from unused angles. And please listen to There Might Be Cupcakes podcast, available at theremightbecupcakes.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your other favorite podcatchers. It's going to get weird in the best way. Let's play.
So anyway, that was our weekend, having fun at Comic-Con and last call. But do you have anything else you want to mention about what we covered today?
Let's see, public spaces.
Public events. We already did public spaces.
The events are interesting. It wasn't too bad for the crowds for Windsor Comic Con.
No, that obviously it was on a much smaller scale than Fan Expo, so it was a lot easier to navigate through. So
yeah,
they had it very well organized too.
Yeah, the only problem is that you have like tighter spaces for some of the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is like shimmying through, and I think if people had
it's very cramped because they put a lot of product
walkers
in there
or something, it would have been a lot harder to get through.
Yeah. Yeah, they put a lot of product in some of their booths and stuff like that, so it can get more difficult. But all in all, I would say it was a really good experience, and we didn't have to make too many different accommodations to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good. Getting the free passes was also very,
very
nice and made our experience that much better. But anyway, so I think that's about it for me. That's about it for you, right? Okay, so if you want to find us on all the social medias, you can do so. I already mentioned Instagram, so I will run through the other ones. You can find us at Facebook at www.facebook.com/blindilluminations. And you can also find us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/blindillumination with no S. They don't like to give us that one extra character that we so desperately need. Anyway, you can also email us. Our email address is blindilluminations@gmail.com. Send us your questions, feedback, whatever stuff you want to throw at us, we will take it. We always like hearing from our listeners. And yeah, so that just about does it. Next week, we will be covering, we're going to be trying to get healthy. We're going to cover different medical procedures and tests that I have gone through and how they differ for somebody who is blind. I've had a couple of recent things lately, nothing serious, just one test this past week. And the week before, I got a cyst removed from my leg, the stitches and all
and
that stuff.
And the fun of being the caregiver that goes with
it. Yeah, there you go. So we'll give it to you from both perspectives. So I don't want to spoil too much, but those are two recent procedures that I've had done. And yeah, so it's a little bit different being someone who is blind and being someone who is helping that blind person. And we will talk about it a little bit more next week. And hopefully we will be a little bit earlier in the week as well. So anyway, if that's good for you, Jan, you're all
set.
Works
for me.
We will end it here. So don't be a dingleberry. Make your ear holes happy. And as always, make sure you come back for more. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Toodles.
Blind Luminations was created by Mark and Jeanette Rushlow. Theme music was provided by Bill Nouveau at www.nouveauentertainment.com. Make the god of blindness happy. Mark calls him Blinder. Rate, review, and subscribe to Blind Luminations on iTunes or wherever great podcasts are found. This has been a Fire Teddy production.
So that's how I'll take care of Denmark. Oh hey, didn't hear you creep up on me there. Aren't you a sneaky little ninja? Anyway, I know I said last week that I'd be back to hound all of you for a name, but remember when I mentioned I was lazy? Well, you caught me, guilty as charged. It's definitely not that I've been mapping out my strategy for world domination or figuring out how to make your lives a living hell, not at all. Still, let's just say that a certain orange-skinned individual and Nancy are getting advice from someone. I mean, come on, did you honestly think? No wait, I'm saying too much. Either way, make no mistake about it. I still want a name and pretty soon you'll see how far I'll go to get one. Mwahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahah You're still recording? Should I laugh again? Mwahaha, nah. I'm just not feeling it now. You know, people aren't going to take me seriously if we can't get one friggin' message straight here. First you run too long and now let me guess, you're still recording me as I ramble on. What's next? Are you just going to cut me off in the middle of a sentence? Well, I'd like to see you try. Heck, I bet Mark wishes he could see anything at all. Ha 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 ha. Oh hey, there it is. Anyway, are we done yet? This is bull.